Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the Psalm of the Day, Psalm 32, as printed in the bulletin. By David, a maskil. How blessed is the person whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the person whose guilt the Lord does not charge against him, in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away as I groaned all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was dried up by the droughts of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my guilt. I said, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Because of this, let everyone who receives favor pray to you at a time when you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters overflow, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from distress. You will surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will make you wise. I will instruct you in the way that you should go. I will guide you, keeping my eye on you. Do not be like a horse or a mule, which has no understanding. Its mouth must be controlled by a bit and bridle, or else it will not come to you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but mercy will surround those who trust in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord and celebrate, all you righteous, and shout joyfully, all you upright in heart. This is our text. Dear people of God, Psalm 32 is the lesson that King David learned and that he would have us learn also. The lesson is right up front in the psalm. How blessed is the person whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Nothing here about how blessed is the person who has lots of money, or who has the perfect job, or who is internet famous for 15 seconds. No, the person is blessed, that means happy, who understands that he or she is forgiven. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be wonderful to know that you are forgiven in the eyes of the Almighty? Most people don't believe that they are forgiven. First of all, there's a group who doesn't care if they're forgiven or not. But then there are many people in the world who just think that everyone's forgiven because God is so far away he can't possibly know or care what goes on in your life and certainly in your heart. But you know different, don't you? There's also a group who live in terror every day, thinking that God does know what's going on in their heart, and that he couldn't possibly forgive them for the thoughts and the desires that they had. There are those who think that what they have done is so horrible that not even the blood of God himself could help them. And then there are those who do believe in Jesus, believe that he is the Son of God and that he shed his blood for their sins, but not all of them. That Jesus couldn't possibly cover all my sins, and I need to do something. I need to help God get rid of some of my sins. None of those people have what David is talking about here. How blessed is the person whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is covered. But you can have it. Just listen to David and believe that you are really and fully forgiven in Christ alone. Carrying sins is too much for us. We're not strong enough to do it. Only Jesus was strong enough to carry sins as he did when he went to the cross. And so let him do it. Use him. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away as I groaned all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. See, carrying sins not only makes our bones and our knees weak, but it ruins your health. It ruins your mind. And I understand. Nobody wants to confess their sins. It's embarrassing. We would all like our children to think that we never sinned in our lifetimes. But again, your heart knows better than that. We just don't want to relive those terrible mistakes of the past. We don't want to think about the nasty things that have come out of our mouths. People are actually quite good at pretending that the past didn't happen. But if you want peace with God, if you want this extra peace that David is talking about, even peace in your heart, then confess your sins to the Lord. It's very simple. Terribly hard to do. But the words are very simple. I was wrong. Ugh. Don't like to say that. But that's all it takes. A confession of sin, a confession of guilt, that it was my bad, my sin. And when we confess to the Lord, David says, it is forgiven. It's amazing that everyone in the world wouldn't just bow the knee in front of the Lord Almighty, confess, and be refreshed. But they just won't. Confess your sins and look to Christ. And you have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is what is offered to you. This is what David learned the hard way. And what he would have you learn simply by reading his psalm. The Lord is our refuge. David uses a couple of pictures to impress this upon us. The first picture is this. Surely when the mighty waters overflow, they will not reach him. The picture here is of someone running from a flood. And that's an image we've seen quite a bit in this 2019. With the flood waters rising and washing away land as well as houses. The Lord is like a high place that you can run to for safety. The waters cannot reach you there. The devil's accusations, as true as they may be, cannot reach you when you are in the Savior's arms. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from distress. You will surround me with shouts of deliverance. Here's another picture we're used to. This is the picture of someone hiding in a cupboard during one of our terrible school or work shootings. They're hiding there, waiting out the terrible scene, waiting for shouts of deliverance. This is the police. The coast is clear. The bad man's gone. Come on out. So also when your sins are washed away in Jesus' blood and righteousness, there is no more threat. For if God is for us, who can be against us? And then David closes his psalm with words of instruction. He has something more to teach us. The old king, can you see him on his throne? Urging us sinners to listen and to learn. Do not be like a horse or a mule, which has no understanding. Its mouth must be controlled by a bit and bridle. You get it? Don't be a stubborn mule like David was. When David sinned with Bathsheba, he sat in his sin for like a year without repentance, without confession. And it was awful. It weighed on his heart. It weighed on his shoulders. And it was totally needless. It's unnecessary. God does not work that way. God does not demand a pound of flesh from you for your sins. When Jesus picked up your sins and carried them to the cross and paid for them, he took all of God's hatred at you and at what you have done. It was all poured out upon Jesus Christ. He took the wrath of God in full for you. God does not want you to spend years in misery thinking about what you have done in the past. It is all forgotten. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your transgressions from you. Put your sins on Jesus and leave them there. Do not sit in them like David did. Don't be stubborn. Confess, believe, and taste the Lord's forgiveness. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but mercy will surround those who trust in the Lord. Learn the lesson. You have what everyone in the world needs. You have peace with God, peace from God. Use it, enjoy it, and share it. Tell it to someone who looks miserable. There are plenty of those around. Tell them what the Lord has done for you. Tell them how much Christ's blood has forgiven you. For only Christ can lift up the brokenhearted. Rejoice in the Lord and celebrate, all you righteous, and shout joyfully, all you upright in heart. Amen.